Launching a new brand from scratch is incredibly challenging. No one knows who you are, no one knows the value of your products, and you have to acquire an entirely new audience of buyers. But it can be done and done well. We've all seen the digitally native vertical brands appear out of nowhere and dominate the market. Today, we're talking about what it looks like when one of those brands is just getting started. I'm Kara Hogan, and this is The Empowered Marketer. The Empowered Marketer is brought to you by Zayus, the CRM that helps you anticipate what your shoppers will do next. Learn how Zayus can predict your buyer behavior at zayus.com. Tracy Wallace has been in the e-commerce world for nearly a decade, but she's a first-time founder. She launched Doris Sleep, an ethically made pillow company, just last year while still working in her previous role at BigCommerce. But she had years of experience working at Naturally Curly, an early content and commerce hair care company, as well as Shopteeks, a Y Combinator-backed fashion company. But Doris Sleep was a whole new ballgame. However, Tracy explained that the business was really in her blood.
And Doris Sleep has been something that I've been wanting to launch or toying with for a really, really long time. My family owns a pillow and cotton manufacturing company, and I've been doing everything in my power to try to convince them to get online, especially because I've been in the e-commerce industry, and there's a lot of reasons why they don't and why they continue to not want to. They still aren't online. They're a B2B company, of course. And so I was like, fine, I'm going to buy the pillows from you guys. I'm going to be a customer of y'all, and I'm going to sell them. So that is what has happened.
That's so funny. I love that they're resistant to the internet. They're just like, no, we don't do the internet.
No. My aunt is convinced that people still like to order via fax, which I find insane because she is like the biggest Amazon user I know. I'm like, what? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Why do you think other people like to fax, but that you like to use Amazon? Anyway, but yeah, she also told me when I launched or when I was about to launch, because I had my family look over the site, clearly want to make sure that they were chill with everything. And I did have to remove a few things that my aunt really didn't want on the website. And as a matter of fact, my aunt didn't want really anything on the website, particularly anything to do with the family. And again, just a lot of reasons for that. But I still remember her telling me, Tracy, if you could just remove the entire about page, like nobody buys anything online because of the story. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, that's the only reason. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, they're fun.
I was going to say, one of the things I specifically noticed was that on the website, it says that the brand is female-founded, American-made, and third generation. And I found all of that super interesting, which you can tell your aunt.
Yes, exactly.
So, why did you decide to include that on your site?
Well, one, because it's super important, two, because it's all true. So my grandfather, who started the manufacturing company back in 1956, was a World War II vet. It was super important for him that as much as possible was sourced in the U.S. So we source a few items, also make items down there as well. But yeah, super important to him that everything was sourced in the U.S. So that became super important to me. It's also just nice because that's kind of part of the family history a little bit. Female founded, because it is female founded. At least the Doris side is. Doris is actually the name of my grandmother, who was married to my grandfather, who started the manufacturing company. And then third generation owned. Yeah, like my family and cousins still own and run the business. I mean, it's all part of a larger legacy.
Love that. And so by building this business, you know, you have to find your target market and understand who they are. And obviously, and almost everyone uses a pillow. So how do you figure out who to sell to with your site and figure out that target market?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, I did a lot of research prior to launching the brand, even prior to engaging an agency in terms of helping me to build something out. When I was working with the agency, actually, they were like, holy crap, this is the most in-depth persona research we have ever seen anybody come to us with. And I'm like, yeah, I hope so. I like educate people on how to build brands for a living. I would hope that I'd know how to do this decently well. But my target market, I mean, one, I did a bunch of research, competitive research, to understand, you know, what other folks were offering. Clearly for me, it's a little bit different. I already had a product in mind. So it's not like I'm going out there to make a product or to fill a hole. So really looking competitively, okay, you know, what are these folks offering versus like, what do I know that I have and the messaging that I should really bring out that maybe other folks aren't. So that was a big part of it. And then other